This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, and 911 dispatchers, too, for your service to America. And to all those people who are out there tonight working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping the vehicles running, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, thanks for all that you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're also on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good Friday morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time for the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, a great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I'm going to start the show out with 45 seconds of Donald Trump in 2004, and this is what he had to say at that time on television.
My name's Donald Trump, and I'm the largest real estate developer in New York. I own buildings all over the place, model agencies, the Miss Universe pageant, jetliners, golf courses, casinos, and private resorts like Mar-a-Lago, one of the most spectacular estates anywhere in the world. But it wasn't always so easy. About 13 years ago, I was seriously in trouble. I was billions of dollars in debt. But I fought back, and I won, big league. I used my brain. I used my negotiating skills, and I worked it all out. Now my company's bigger than it ever was. It's stronger than it ever was, and I'm having more fun than I ever had. I've mastered the art of the deal. And have turned the name Trump into the highest quality brand. And as the master, I want to pass along my knowledge to somebody else. I'm looking for the apprentice.
That was the theme to the new television show, The Apprentice.
Yes, and I remember that very first season of The Apprentice. And it was an exciting sort of format, of course, and I think a lot of people tuned in, Captain, to find out what would Donald Trump teach these people or how would he react to the situation, because they understood that he had been very successful. And it's right there, Captain, in plain English. He had had some very down times, billions of dollars in debt, but here's the key phrase, but I fought back. That's the American dream, by the way, Captain. If you're down, you keep going, and you can be successful in this country.
Yeah, he says, but I fought back and I won bigly.
That's right, bigly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And people were idolizing him at that time. Yeah.
Right. And Steve is over in Thailand telling me he's got a glass of iced tea in his hand, and He's enjoying listening to us right now. But anyway, and I'll get to all that in a minute. But anyway, Kyle, my point in playing that is the Democrats are out there going, and I played Morning Joe yesterday. Mika is going, oh, this guy's such a terrible businessman. He lost $1 billion. Yeah, over a 10-year period when the casinos in Atlantic City went out of business. Remember that?
Oh, I remember that time.
And he had the big Trump towers there and all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a big mistake on his part, even though he did his thing for God and country, I suppose, with the casino. But that was the big thing that brought him down. He lost $1 billion, but he had $1 billion to lose.
Well, right. That's the thing. I mean, you know, things go up and down, and everybody, especially in those high levels of business, sometimes you get losses. So it's not that somehow Donald Trump is a bad businessman or he's a con man or any of these things that we're hearing in the media. Most people, Captain, respect somebody who has been down, but as we said, fought back, used his brain, used his negotiating skills, as he said, because again, Captain, it doesn't matter. You don't have to have a $1 billion business. You could have a small business and have a downtime, but still be able to come back from that and live the American dream.
Now
that's
today,
exactly what people want.
Now today is the first day of a few minutes past midnight Eastern Time. The sanctions went up against China, and we're now up to 25% from 10% on some of the items, not all of them. So the tariff hike has gone up into effect. China said they're going to retaliate accordingly. The stock market will probably start out down. Matter of fact, the futures are down right now. But I think everything will eventually work its way back out again because, again, the president understands and we understand, we the people understand, that we've been getting screwed, blued, and tattooed by some of the policies in the past where the trade imbalance was such that we were on the short end of the stick all the time.
Well, exactly. And yes, there will be, I think, some short-term implications on the stock market or on people's perceptions. But, Captain, sometimes you got to stand firm in your negotiations and let the tariffs argue with the Chinese negotiators.
Yeah, and I heard somebody say, this is really going to hurt the farmers. The farmers are really going to be hurt bad because of China, this, that, and the other. We were doing quite fine before we had China to begin with. Hello, come in.
Well, exactly.
There's other parts of the world.
Exactly. And I think we're going to see a good outcome here.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics on the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, we are broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida. And Kathy is going to tell you how to call in, give you the number if you want to say anything or ask any questions. We'll be right back. Okay, Kathy, now it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve, and lift your mood? Relief for aches and pains? The answer, Hemp FX, Uplift, Relax, Soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30, at Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Millbury, California. Contact Donna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or Donna Garland at yahoo.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Y'all are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. Thank you very much, pretty lady. We appreciate you very much for doing that. And that's our buddy Renee out of Augusta, Georgia, that did that for us. And we got a couple more to go along in there. You'll hear it as we go along during the course of the evening. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our good friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association, known as USCCA. Now, for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA provides their members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense because they know that the legal system doesn't always get it right when you have to defend yourself by whatever means you have to do it by. Doesn't matter if it's a gun, a knife, a club, a stick, a hammer, a screwdriver, or your fists. Defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own because the last person standing is the first person they're going to be looking at. So, go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on that nice USCCA logo that's there, red, white, and blue. And consider becoming a member, because if you do, you can get $474 worth of free stuff right off the bat. And joining us, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, we found out yesterday the Justice Department announced the seizure of a cargo ship known as the Wise Honest, a North Korean registered vessel. The ship was detained in Indonesia last month with two dozen crew members on board after it reportedly was making back-to-back shipments, delivering shipments of coal in violation of international sanctions put on by the United Nations against Korea. Now, that being the case, we have a ship. They don't have 24 crew members. And you know what I do if I was the U.S.?
What's that?
Hey, Kim, you want your ship back? You want your crew members back? We want the USS Pueblo back.
Well, yeah, could be a trade in the works for that. You're right. You know, it's interesting to me, Captain, that, you know, they were, of course, looks like they were shipping coal, and they, what they do, they go
right.
and transfer it ship to ship, which is also a violation, as I understand. But then the same ship was bringing back evidently heavy equipment back to North Korea. Unclear whether it would be, was used in their nuclear program, per se, but still in all, always violating these different, international sanctions. So this maybe sends a pretty clear message and hopefully gets Kim Jong-un realizing that, you know, we're going to roll on and keep doing what we're supposed to do in terms of our in terms of what the U.S. role is in imposing these sanctions and making sure that they're, that North Korea is being held accountable. So this should hopefully get something done with the loggerheads that they're at right now.
Now, we also have a situation with Donald Trump Jr. yesterday that surfaced, of all places, in the Senate, with the Senate Intel Committee. And the chairman, Richard Burr, Senator Richard Burr, from North Carolina, has subpoenaed Don Jr. After Mitch McConnell, the majority leader, said that the case was closed as far as the Russian hoax went. And the senator, Senator Burr, was asked a bunch of questions, including his GOP colleagues that were questioning why he did what he did, and he just ducked the questions and stayed away from the cameras. But one Democrat that's on the committee, Senator Richard Blumenthal, Mr. I served in Vietnam as a U.S. Marine guy, remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He said that Trump Jr. should be jailed if he doesn't comply.
You know, the president addressed this at the White House yesterday, I believe. We talked about his son, and when a father talks about his son, you know, that's a pretty powerful stuff can happen, because he's saying, look, he sat for hours and hours with the special counsel as part of the Mueller investigation, and now somehow they want to bring him back and sort of have him do it all over again. One of the things in the Mueller report that perhaps the Senate committee is interested in, or at least this particular senator, is that there was, in the Mueller report, a reasonable argument, as it were, that Trump Jr. might have violated some campaign finance laws. But here's the thing. Why wouldn't Mueller have created an indictment for that? And again, they can look at things, investigate things. Prosecutors decide whether or not to prosecute. And if they don't prosecute, we move on.
They didn't have a case.
Exactly. And then what's happening, of course, in the Congress is that, well, they just want to keep these kinds of things going, whether it's a search for relevancy, like, hey, look at my committee, I'm doing this big thing, and this is a big high-profile cachet case for me to bring, you know, and have these subpoenas and testimony. But it really is something that the country needs to be able to move on from, and the leadership, I think, needs to encourage that, because, Captain, look at what's happening with China, as we're just talking about. Things can flare up with North Korea. Things could flare up with Iran in the next 5 minutes, and we have to be ready for that kind of stuff. And Donald Trump Jr. has sat and gone through all of this, and it's probably another fishing expedition to bring him back in again.
Now, Nancy Pelosi held a press conference yesterday, and she talked about Attorney General Barr and about the Democrats voting to hold him in contempt. And she made the comment that it was all about patriotism. Well, here's a little bit about what she had to say here, going back and forth with a reporter.
Well, we have investigations that will give us the facts and the truth. This is not about Congress or any committee of Congress. It's about the American people and their right to know and their election that is at stake, and that a foreign government intervened in our election.
Now, let me stop for a second. It's also about the rule of law, and with the rule of law, there are certain things that cannot be released by the Attorney General because they were included in a closed-door session of a grand jury where you don't get to find out about certain things that went on, especially if no one was indicted as a result, correct?
Well, exactly right.
And
yeah.
Let me carry on with this because it gets a little bit more sublime.
And the president thinks it is a laughing matter. It's appalling that this administration would not even pretend to want to protect our elections and, in fact, be an obstacle to our finding out more about how it happened so we can prevent it from happening again. And so, again, to look to history in the Nixon experience of whatever you want to call that, with months of hearings and investigation before they got to a place where they had a compelling argument that even the Republicans had to go to the president and say, it's over.
Now, again, she's referring totally to impeachment.
Well, right, and goodness gracious me, Nixon? What is she going? Where is she going with this? You know, Captain. You know, I would perchance to think that Nancy Pelosi can read. I just want to establish that I'm pretty sure she can read, so she should read the Mueller report. Didn't Mueller actually hand down indictments against Russians in absentia, and found out that Russians tried to do something to the election, but that Donald Trump, his campaign, and here's the key phrase, no other American did anything as a result of all this. And so she wants to get to the truth and who tried to get at our elections. She can read the Mueller report, and then...
By the way, the Mueller report is available on Amazon, all 92% of the unredacted part.
Exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
So, and again, Nancy Pelosi understands this. And for her to come out and then invoke Nixon is the worst kind of political mumbo jumbo that we've heard in a very, very long time. They're simply trying to get from A to B, and they don't care how they get there. Mueller didn't do it for them. They thought he was going to, but there's nothing there.
Well, there can't be a there if there's nothing there, and they can try to create anything they want, but creating what's not there is really funny. And by the way, Joe Biden better be very, very careful, because we're hearing now that the Ukraine is going to publicly release the investigation that was going on about Joe Biden's son and the money that he was given for a venture that he got involved in with the Ukraine, in something that he had no experience in at all.
Yep. Yeah.
Which tells you that was a political favor.
Well, sure. Exactly. And how is the media going to react to that? Are we going to have investigations about this? I mean, this man could be president of the United States.
Do you remember how much money he got for his venture?
How much was that at?
$500,000.
Wow. See, that's big time.
That's even more than Bill Clinton got to give a speech.
Right. Exactly.
All right, hold that thought. And folks, when we come back, there was a very disturbing thing that happened at a Planned Prayer vigil in Colorado Springs at the STEM school. And we're going to tell you about it. We've got a little audio as to what took place. You aren't going to believe what some politicians tried to do at a prayer service. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
They took many, many parts of that deal and they renegotiated. You can't do that.
New tariffs to take effect. The Trump administration to impose the tariffs on China as talks scheduled to continue Friday in Washington. President Trump talking about it earlier.
We were getting very close to a deal. Then they started to renegotiate the deal. We can't have that.
Now, President Trump on Twitter talking about another subject, James Comey's time on CNN. The president tweets, James Comey is a disgrace to the FBI and will go down as the worst director in its long and once proud history. He brought the FBI down. Almost all Republicans and Democrats thought he should be fired in capital letters, but the FBI will regain greatness because of the great men and women who work there, exclamation point. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Y'all are listening to the Captain America's Third Watch. I just love the captain.
Okay, I told you we're going to have some fun with that. Thank you, Renee, for doing that up there in Augusta. We appreciate you. And this is the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at GEICO. That's GEICO, GEICO Insurance, where you can get a great rate with a personal touch. And, you know, they've got more insurance coverage than just your car or your truck because they can insure just about everything that you own, your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, oh, yeah, your snowmobile, too. And they even help you with homeowners and renters insurance through the local GEICO insurance agent near you. Now, you can find GEICO by going to your phone book and look under insurance agents and then GEICO should pop up in there somewhere. If not, go to the website, geico.com, geico.com, and get yourself a quote over there off the website and find out what it's all about, and you can save money just like I did. Alrighty, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Kyle, we got to say hello to some folks that are chiming in tonight. We definitely have got all the different truckers coming out of Atlanta, coming on down south, and they're listening right now. I say, hey, Cap, we're out here on the road. We're getting underway there and listening to the program. So thanks to those guys, and that's not only the bulk mail haulers that are up there, but also the freight haulers that come down to a turnaround in Lake Park. And Of course, we also have some folks that are tuning in today and listening to us from the Dallas area. We've heard from Kenny in Dallas. I just got that message in here saying howdy, howdy. And the folks up in Denver, where, by the way, it was snowing yesterday. And I'm sure that you enjoyed that, right?
I'm sure they did, yeah.
Yeah, no, you did because you weren't there.
That wasn't right.
Yeah. Yeah, so you enjoyed it a lot. All right, well, back to the mix here. You know, everybody's kind of wondering what's going to happen now with Iran, because Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has warned Iran against attacking any U.S. interests for any reason. Now, John Bolton reportedly is the guy who has been in the president's ear saying that, listen, we've got these credible threats. We've got to let them know that we're serious. We've got to get some heavy military presence in the area. So in goes the USS Abraham Lincoln and their carrier strike force, and four B-52s fly in there, nuclear capable in the region, after we find out that Iran was moving some of their ballistic missile sites and repositioning them and targeting places like Israel and Saudi Arabia, making it a little easier to hit those places with their short-term missiles.
Well, exactly.
Short-range missiles, sorry.
Well, exactly. You know, some of these high-level folks, including Pompeo, John Bolton, and even the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, the acting Secretary of Defense, they all had a meeting recently, and they actually had a meeting at CIA headquarters. And there was some heads turned.
Which is where John Bolton was when we couldn't figure out where he was.
Right, exactly. And it raised some eyebrows in the sense that usually these folks meet in the White House Situation Room. But they were at CIA headquarters, possibly to try to get through and sort out some intelligence that they're looking at, maybe related to all this stuff and maybe related to something else. We just don't know. But it seems to follow, because with these credible threats that you mentioned, Bolton is telling the president about, evidently, we don't know what this means. Are these facilities, attacks on facilities, attacks on individuals, perhaps in Europe or perhaps elsewhere? And so they're taking this very, very seriously. And yes, the Iranians have been put on notice, the Iranian regime in Tehran, I want to clarify that, the Tehran regime has been put on notice that either they or their proxies of any identity will be held responsible if we see something bad happen. So this is big time.
Now, we also found something out yesterday about Kim Jong-un, and one of the requests that was made during the talks they had in Hanoi. Remember the talks they had in Vietnam?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently Kim Jong-un requested the NBA All-Star team to come and play an exhibition game in North Korea.
Well, I had not heard that. That's pretty wild.
I got the story right here in front of me, and they wanted to have Rodman was going to be, you know, involved in this somehow, but it was an NBA All-Star team that was going to come there and play against North Korea. Yeah, sure, right.
Right. Well, you know, one of the ways to get to things like that, maybe not that in particular, but the way to get to things like that is, of course, to make progress at the summit meeting, to actually get things in gear. But whether or not Kim wants to go to particular links, we're still kind of finding out. But whether he has to fight against factions of the North Korean regime, we're finding out about that. But the key word here is to make progress.
Now, there's something going on nationally. It could have national implications right here in Florida with a certain Democratic politician who ran for governor against the current governor, Ron DeSantis, and got beat. Mr. Gillum, the former mayor of Tallahassee, remember him?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, he went back to Miami, which is where he was from originally, and apparently he went to Miami and took the millions of dollars from his campaign along with him, which people are wondering what exactly he's going to do with all that money, because so far he's just sitting on it, and he paid a $5,000 fine for an ethics violation, remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which was nothing more than a slap on the wrist, but I'm telling you right now, I believe he could surface as a candidate running against Marco Rubio for the U.S. Senate.
Very interesting. Well, you know, I would not be surprised if that happened, because when you run statewide like that, you get better name recognition. That puts you in a position.
And he's got several million dollars he's sitting on.
Exactly right. Well, you know, if he runs against Rubio, I think Rubio might even, I don't want to say would welcome it, but certainly would not be afraid to mix it up, to go over the issues and let the people of Florida make their choice, and I think they'd make the right choice.
Well, yeah, I think that's all possible. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens. But in the meantime, again, immigration is not going away anytime soon, right?
Of course, right.
We now know that in April, at the southwestern border of the United States, which includes California, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas, 109,144 illegals were apprehended and were declared inadmissible. And that was up 113.3% from the year prior in April. And guess what happened to those inadmissible people?
What was that?
They all got deported.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They were just right back on the bus or whatever, taken back to the border and pointed back towards where they came from.
Well, and again, you know, it's what they're doing mostly now, of course, they're trying to enforce the border rules and the laws governing immigration into the United States. Yeah.
Right, absolutely. Now, California, we had a situation yesterday, and I got just a little bit of time. Hopefully this is short, so let me just play this little piece.
A vigil put on by Enough Colorado for the STEM shooting victims and survivors took an unexpected turn tonight.
KRDO News Channel 13's Colleen Sikora is live at Highlands Ranch High School, where that vigil was held. Colleen?
Hey, Barton Heather, the vigil was just beginning to wrap up when those students walked out, saying it became too much about politics and not about the tragedy that shook STEM school to its core. Students walking out towards the end of a vigil. After speech.
All right, I'm going to stop it right there because we're going to run out of time. But the reason they did that is because the politicians that were present made it into an anti-gun rally.
Yes, exactly. And
which is ridiculous on their part.
Well, certainly, it is certainly ridiculous, and one person involved in that even used the term ambulance chaser to describe what the politicians were doing, and it really is very terrible, because this was a vigil. It wasn't supposed to be any kind of political rally whatsoever.
No, and they turned it into a political rally, and the students did the right thing. They got up and walked out.
Exactly. Yeah, I think that was a very powerful statement from those who were most affected by this tragedy. Yes.
Right. Now, before we do run on totally out of time, tell everybody how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And you never know who you might hear over there or what you might be talking about, because you give some very in-depth discussions over there yourself. And here's the music coming now, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night on the weekend show.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Always a pleasure and a privilege and an honor having him on the program. Very knowledgeable person, and I appreciate having him on the program all these years. He's been part of what we do. All right, we're going to come right back. We're going to take a look at the highways and byways, and let me tell you something. There's still some snow out there in the Colorado Rockies, but we got more bad weather again. Good Lord, coming across the Southeast and the Midwest. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before you can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his calloused hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All chickens out of Arkansas when he was green. With a worn out cracker box of DMC. Now with a tricked out team, he cuts a new path. He earned it, man. He's working class.
Alrighty, there he is, Leland Martin, Mr. Ice Road Trucker himself, back down here in the upper 48 somewhere, don't know where, but he's probably running along the Canadian border or maybe back and forth between Canada and the U.S. with that big stretch RGN he's got. Now, got to tell you, and this is not pretty for along the western Gulf Coast, especially Houston, where you've been getting a bunch of rain. Now, look, folks, I know you got flooded a couple years ago real bad, and I know you're getting flooding again. We're talking about up to 10 inches of rain through some of those areas, and a few isolated areas may see as much as a foot of rain, which is not going to help already saturated soil grounds and creeks and rivers that are streams that are flowing over their banks. But here it goes. A cold front arriving to the western Gulf Coast will gradually stall and set up a potentially dangerous multi-day heavy to excessive rainfall with flash flooding likely. Now, soils are already saturated across the region, which includes the Houston metro area, with additional rains and only will exacerbate flooding concerns there. The greatest concern is from east and southeast Texas and into parts of Louisiana and Mississippi. Now, there are some severe thunderstorms associated with this down into the Rio Grande Valley, down towards Brownsville and Edinburgh. And there may have been some tornadoes mixed up in this from what I'm looking at. There are some severe storm watches, warnings, tornado watches all up and down the coast right now, all the way up to Houston, to Beaumont, all the way over into Louisiana, and even into Mississippi, where they're getting rain right now through a lot of Mississippi. And that is probably going to move a little further east. Doesn't look like it's going to come to Florida. There's a high-pressure system that's strong enough to keep the storm away, it looks like. But I'm going to tell you right now, southeastern, southern Texas, from San Antonio over to Houston, you're going to have a problem. I-20, east of Dallas, around Longview, east all the way across Louisiana into Mississippi, you're going to have some trouble there. There's going to be a lot of rain and a lot of flash flooding, and just be alert, be advised as to what might happen. Now, the cold weather tonight, we have hard freeze and freeze warnings and freeze watches going on all the way from southwestern Minnesota to southeastern South Dakota to halfway across Nebraska, including a very hard freeze warning for the central part of Nebraska, the eastern part of Colorado, a freeze watch, and western part of Kansas, a freeze watch, with some scattered showers right now in southeastern Kansas. Now, let's back up and go back to Colorado, because southwest southern Colorado, you have a winter storm warning in the mountains tonight. You also have some snow, winter driving going on up I-25 towards Colorado Springs on and off. But as you get down into New Mexico tonight, you've got a combination of freezing cold temperatures with some snow flurries in the air. That includes Albuquerque, I-40 across all the way to the across New Mexico to the Texas line, and then of course there will be a hard freeze warning out in front of there all the way across Amarillo to the Oklahoma line. Now, out in California and Nevada, now Las Vegas, KKVV, our listeners there, you probably already are getting rain as we speak. You also know about the flash flood watches that are up in your area for some of the low-lying areas, especially down along the river basins and the washes and all that. You also, if the rain continues, you may have some flash flood warnings in some of those areas. Kingman, Arizona, right now it's over in, as far as that far with the warnings. Also, in northeastern California along I-40, you've got some flash flood watches and warnings. There is quite a bit of rain going on in the southern part of Nevada and the northern and eastern part of California right now. And then in the San Bernardino Mountains, hello, come in, above 5,000 feet, yes, indeed, snow. It is snowing. And not to be outdone, mountains in Idaho coming in as you come in from Wyoming. Yep, we got snow there tonight, so be prepared. You're going to find it there. A little bit of rain in Montana, some high winds in North Dakota, some high winds up in the northeastern part of Montana tonight. Fire watch threat for I-5 in Oregon all the way up to the Washington state line and into Washington, maybe 25 or 30 miles. Other than that, not looking too bad around the country, but be very careful in the southern part of the United States along I-10, along I-20, I-55, I-59, I-30. All those roads may have problems with rain, flash flood watches, and warnings all through there. And some severe weather, too. As I said, it's along pretty much the Gulf side right now. You got some warnings around Houston, some warnings in the southern Rio Grande Valley, some warnings into halfway across Louisiana along I-10 and along I-8. So be careful there as well. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive. Now, Moss Family Automotive, four words are what make it what it is. You serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're currently on the job or retired, and all of the 911 operators, too, get preferred pricing on your brand new vehicles at Moss Family Automotive. And, not to be outdone, you also get certified pre-owned vehicles with Moss Care, which gives you peace of mind there. And you also, along with that, get the ability to get free oil changes for the life of the vehicle, free tire rotations at Moss Family Automotive. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, so check them out to find out more about them. And again, they are the real deal. And in my opinion, they're perhaps one of the best automobile dealers that I have ever done business with, simply because of their values, what they stand for, what I've seen them do. I bought probably 100 vehicles in my lifetime through the fire service, through my trucking company that I had, through my own personal use, my wife, myself, my son, and whatnot. And these people just shine. They just shine. Now, we're going to have a little fun, because on the way out of the program, top of the hour, before we get to Ms. Rosemary, our prayer intercessor, Renee's recorded a couple of more things here for you to hear. So let's see here. Let's see if we can get Renee into the picture here for about 30 seconds.
That captain gives me goose pimples all over every morning. The captain gives me goosebumps every time I listen to the captain on the Captain America's Third Watch. You're just gonna love the Captain America's Third Watch.
Alrighty, that's my buddy Renee up there in Augusta, Georgia. Okay, we'll be right back with Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station, the Captain's America Third Watch.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.